Tishrei Siman Beis Alacha Hey. Going to Siman Gimel Alacha Beis. So we're continuing with Netilas Tidayim. Before a person washes their hands in the morning because of the danger of Ruach Ra. And Ruach Ra is a real thing, Chazal say. Although can we mention that there is opinions that say that it was Mevuta was cancelled by when Ava Magel was Moisa Nefesh, Moisa's life, like Eden is doing today for Klal Yisrael. The Mice and Mishnah Berurah brings this down the halacha and doesn't say anything like that, and therefore the Chatchila one should be machmir all the halachas that apply to Netilas Yadayim. So one of them is a person should not touch areas that there's openings. For example, the mouth, nose, nostrils area, the nose area, eyes. So some place the Chatchila one shouldn't rub the eyelids either, but when a person needs to, the Shomaz Amalach is more lenient with that, let's say at night, something's scratching, etc. Itching. Also not to touch the ears area, the piatabas, which is the rectum area, not touching food. I saw the Talmud Machmir actually to any food that a person eats, and eats also the peel. Who knows which Jew touched it? That was Talmud specifically a Jew, that they may have touched it without washing hands. So it's good to wash it three times if it's a type of food that won't get ruined. But in general, one should be careful not to touch food. Another place where a person does bloodletting, which means they used to let out blood for health reasons. All this is because of Ruach Ra that's on the person's hands before washing hands, and it has a harmful effect. This is why if a person has a business, workers, and Jewish workers that are not necessarily going to wash hands, they should make sure that they wash their hands. The Chatchila, the laws of Netilas Yadayim are a little bit different than Netilas Yadayim when it comes to eating food. When it comes to eating bread, so when a person eats bread, there's a much more strict halachas, for example, the utensil and the water regarding the discolorization of the water, and what's called koch gava, that someone that has to be that your point. When it comes to Netilas Yadayim, in the morning, the chatchila one should be makbid to try to do these. But b'shas hadchak, even if a person doesn't have the proper water and they want to daven, they can wash their hands with anything and any type of water, even if it's a little bit discolored, and even if it's just straight from the sink. And you can even make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. If there's a river, it's better to dip your hands into the river three times or even into the snow. So that'll be a good idea in the winter if there's no water. Now, if there's no water at all, even snow, and there's no rivers around, then one should dry their hands and rub their hands, let's say, with a napkin or even with a table that's made of wood, any type of surface that cleans your hands. And a person can make a bracha on the kiyus yadayim. So some don't do this actually. Some of the machlokes are paiskim, but that's what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, and that's enough, you know, to daven. And when a person has afterwards water, proper water, he should wash his hands again, but not make a bracha because he already made a bracha on the kiyus yadayim. There's a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Baruch Hinavzis Hashem Chokol Vayashem Kachem," which means that my soul blesses Hashem, says blessings to Hashem, recognizes Hashem as the source of blessing. That's really the Taich, the Rashba says, of every Baruch. And all my innards, it's Shem Kachor's holy name. And therefore, from here we learn that a person, when he says Hashem's name, so his innards should be clean. And that means that a person should go to the bathroom. A person needs to go to the bathroom. And usually, in the morning, as a kid, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's normal and healthy that the body actually needs to go to the bathroom, at least to urinate. And therefore, the proper thing to do is not to make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim, even after you wash the hands until one goes to the bathroom. Then, so after you wash your hands, let's say you're next to your bed, from a nice utensil, it's a great thing to start now. Someone told me he's going to start doing it. And I know a couple that actually, the wife fills up at night for the husband, and the husband, after he does, he fills up for his wife. So when he goes, she has it ready for her. So you could start your day with chesed. So at any rate, so the halacha is that at the time of, the morning, so the best thing to do is after you wash your hands, not to make a bracha, go to the bathroom, wash your hands again. At that point, you can just wash your hands even from the sink, and then go outside of the bathroom and make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim, asher yatzah. And best, actually, to put the Elokei Neshama next to it, although the Kiddush Shulchan doesn't say that. He goes on to say Birkas HaTorah, and then Birkas Elokei Neshama. There are those that wait with all these brachas a little bit late, but really the chatchil is best to make the brachas, especially brachas of birchas of Torah right away, because even you, hopefully you're thinking in Torah right away. If a person get up in the morning, this happens a lot, people get up in the morning, check the news, go for a drink. So what's the halacha? A person gets up in the morning, washes his hands, because you're supposed to wash hands when you get up in the morning, especially when you're going to drink something. And then what happened was, if he was going to be up all night, or even if he went to sleep again, and if a person sleeps at least what's called shiti nishmet, which is about a half an hour, well, let's say a person stayed up all night and they didn't even sleep at all. So in all these cases, again, starting with the first case where you already washed your hands, you already made the brachas and everything, and then you wa and then you stayed up all night, there's a question, because at the time of dawn, the ruach ruach comes back, and therefore, because of all these questions, well, someone stays up all night, so really he didn't go to sleep. So all the reasons that apply, let's say the Rashba and the Rush, which is either a new bria chadasha, your new creation, or because you're like your hands are yadam askanis, which means your hands could go to touch things, that areas that might require the wash hands. All these things don't apply, but when you stay up all night, right? Let's say Shavuos night. Nevertheless, there is a doubt that maybe the racha comes in the morning, and therefore the best thing is to wash one's hands properly three times, what's called besirugin, back and forth, but without any bracha. Or basically, if you go to the bathroom and you urinated and your hands became what's called matunah, dirty, you can make a bracha on tiras yadayim. There's other things that require a tiras yadayim with water. Some of them, so here's a list. The first one is what we've been discussing, tuna getting out, someone that gets out of bed, someone that leaves the bathroom. Now, when it comes to, we'll get to in a moment, that the bathroom washing hands just requires really even sink, just washing from the sink. Nevertheless, scrupulous people, that's a good thing, as child children brings down, to wash also with three times. But like I said, it's not me'akev if you don't. And the bathhouse, person goes out of the mikveh, etc., showers, someone that cuts his nails, and the priest can say, even if it's a little bit, one nail, foot, feet, or hands. Someone that shaves or cuts his hair, someone that takes off his shoes and touches his shoes, especially leather shoes, someone that has marital relations, someone that touches a kina, a louse, someone that removes louses from his garment, someone that scratches his head, especially in these areas, is what's called milmule zeh, there's usually sweat, and someone that touches areas on the body that are usually covered, someone that leaves the graveyard, pesakvoros, someone that escorts the mace, which is a mitzvah to be melav in the mace. Someone that enters a tent where or a house where there was a mace, and someone that lets out blood. So, like I mentioned, many of these things don't require the same netiyas yadayim as someone that gets up in the morning. Furthermore, there is a custom, not so clear what the source, I never found a clear source, but it's definitely put down in the poskim, that not to go into a home after coming from a Beis HaKavos or a Levaya, before washing hands, and even the custom is by some is to not dry the hands either. If someone knows the source, please let me know. I don't have a very good source for that. I mean, what the reason for that is. Sources I've seen in the Pesukim. Siman Gimel was starting the first halacha based on a beautiful pasuk in Micha. It says Atznei Lechasim Elokecha, which means to go modest with Hashem. There's a beautiful Gemara Masechas Sukkah that discusses how to do mitzvahs, and in fact to, especially when it comes to, let's say, even doing weddings and levayas and whatever it is that a person does, to make sure that it's done with a certain sense of humility. But the extension that the kitzur learns here, based on this pasuk, is that a person should be, when it comes to his clothing, that means to say that when a person takes off his clothing, or any garment that's close to his flesh, so one should be careful not to reveal his body. So the pasuk says, the person wears underwear, undergarments, so then the person doesn't have to get undressed technically underneath his sheets, underneath his covers. But if a person is naked, and especially old days, maybe to sleep without any clothing, one should make sure that their entire body is not revealed. Why is that? Because, as the kitzur goes on to explain, the person shouldn't say, "Oh, I'm in a dark room, so who? No one sees me." No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Lechlas Kod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And like light and dark, it's the same thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And humility and modesty and shame bring a person to a good place of achna in front of Hashem Yisbarach. And achna is the ultimate midah. The midah anov and midah achna is the chuvas avos in Shara Kniya. It explains beautifully, and it's good to learn the entire Shara Achna. But that's in a midah, that's the basic of all midahs. He says the first midah one should work on is achna. Have a beautiful day.